Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Step right up, one and all, boys and girls of all ages. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mao. With me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And my sidekick today is Broken Chair, because the chair I was sitting in just broke and scared me. Now I'm sitting in a tiny little man chair going, hey man, what's up man? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Dealing with these kind of shenanigans is...
on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, you got that right. And then some. Hey, but we do got a whole ton of new music.
And new movies.
Yeah, and new movies.
But you can't watch them because this is a radio show, so...
Exactly. Watch them in your mind, man.
Yeah, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Remember last week I was like... No, well, for the last 2 months I've been like, oh, I got all these emails. I really had to sort through that stuff and get some new music. Hey, I finally did. So that's
nice.
Kind of cool, yeah.
So we got lots of music.
Oh, yeah, lots
old
of music.
Old favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of... Oh, no, where is it?
Well, we got Bob Goblin.
Yeah, I re-ripped Bob Goblin, and I'm trying to find the one. I got a download from the one lady who was really nice. Gave us some of her music and everything. I had to get my brain put back into my head, and okay. Then I'll say actual words and things and names.
Good,
of
good, because that's what we're here for—to say words and things.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I'm pretty sure.
And play music too.
And play music is right. So
play music.
Hey, let's play some music. I'll be right back.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
I don't know whether to sink or to swim. I cannot comprehend the shape that I'm in. I've been protected from all of the rules, and now they want me playing the game with the fools. No way. Watching when I landed on top, without a warning, now they want me to stop. Yeah, everyone
just don't have any room in my life for a new friend.
So, what are you trying to say?
All right, that was, of course, Bob Goblin. I played for you I Feel No Pain, then I played, what would I play next? I played Some Things I Want to Say, and then finally Eulogy for Poor Daniel. So, yeah, Bob Goblin was one that sent us, we asked if we could play their music, and they enthusiastically said yes, and gave us some, you know, support, sent us some download codes, so, you know, it was really sad that we lost their music when I lost the computer a couple months ago, but we got them back. We got them. They're still working like crazy, touring. I just saw a video, or I saw a picture they had on Facebook, Bob Goblin on Facebook, and of them working on, I guess they got a new video that's coming out that they are finishing up.
So. People still make videos, huh?
Yeah, well, Bob Goblin does, and that's all good, you know?
No, they still do. You should never see them
anywhere.
Yeah,
I know. We should be featuring them on our show, because...
Yeah, a really big show.
A really big show on our Bunch of Dorks website.
Sure, we should play it on there.
Should just do all videos. That's the only outlet people have anymore. Just be like, oh, go to bunchofdorks.com. They play music videos there. And be like, what's a, and kids would be like, what's a music video? I'm a millennial. I don't know what things are and stuff.
Yeah, I can.
That's stupid. And you're old and old man stuff things.
Yeah, dad rock.
Ah, oh, so
that's my new not favorite term, dad rock.
No, my new not favorite thing is I'm a car guy. I'm a car guy.
What's that? I don't even know. What
oh, like if people say if that's the way of saying that they like cars or hot rods, they say I'm a car guy.
Oh.
And man cave, and you can keep them all.
Man cave.
Because
yeah,
if you say any of
man
those,
cave isn't over yet, Brian.
No, God.
This is kind of a man cave. Here.
It never ends.
Hey, you. Come on over here and fight like a man.
Boy, we did lose a couple more this week. We lost the guitar player for Elvis.
Scotty Moore.
Scotty Moore died. And,
Scotty Moore,
did Buddy Ryan.
Coach of the Bears and the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sad my dad didn't live to see the day when he died. He would have been happy. He hated him.
Buddy Ryan was a real, well...
He's a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a jerk.
He was a great coach.
Yeah, his defenses were awesome.
He was a great coach, man. He knew how to motivate the players, which I think is like 90% of coaching, and then the other 10% is like talent. But not to put down talent is extremely important. But if you got like, you know, like 25 or 30 motivated dudes that want to beat somebody up and win really bad, then you got a great team. Then.
Yeah, and one of the things that from talking about football and talking about sports, I guess in general. From somebody that's just, you know, working every day, doing stuff, you hear the money these guys make, and you kind of almost can't believe that they don't go into work every day and just be like, buy into everything 100%, and they're like, we are one, we're going to win. They're not. They don't. They're kind of, I mean, people are people, I guess, and I think from that perspective, athletes have been held to, like, they're gods among men since they were about 14 or 15, and they started excelling at that sport, and they've been handed stuff, and they've been told they're awesome. So I think they have such, not all, I think most of them have such egos that you can't tell them nothing.
True.
And even though the coach is screaming at them and get in there, they're just like, nah, whatever.
True, that's true.
You hear these stories of them being hung over for games, and you're like, you have 16 of these a year.
But it doesn't matter if you win. You can be like drunk or whatever. As long as you win, it's all that counts.
Well, yeah. So you can't stay sober for those 16 games. Like that's what you're telling me. Like, you hear this? Like these are millionaires.
You know those old stories of Joe Namath. He was like bombed and he would come in, but he could do the job. I understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying.
Come on, bro. Like, put down the pot pipe and go do your job for a couple of weeks. You're talking about for a couple of weeks. Then you can smoke pot and lift weights all you want. Just make sure you don't get too fat when you come back the next year.
Hey, man. You know.
Yeah, but who am I to say? Hey, I will say, here is... I went and got the... I found the files, and this is a new singer that we just found this week. She contacted us, and I wrote her and said, yeah, that'd be great to put her on. She linked Radio St. Pete to her new site.
Nice.
This is Geraldine Ping. PNG.
Right.
I'm guessing it's pronounced ping. Not like the ping golf clubs. That's P-I-N-G.
I don't know.
So look up Geraldine Ping.
It's great music, though.
It is. So here is a bunch of it now. Listen with your ears and brain, like I seem to not have today. Yeesh.
You're a tremendous slouch.
The new revolution seems to get started. the jokes that his empty talk for all across your heart. Purchase and peace and selling peace. Happy for your rides. Baby girls and baby boys are hardly ever seen. You're laid to rest so high and dry with a smirk across your face. Ow! Took a wrong turn, took a wrong turn. Took a wrong turn, I'm stuck and rules don't say. Lights are shining bright and rules don't say.
Everybody thinks better than everybody. Everybody thinks they are better than everybody. Everybody thinks they're better. You live in a fantasy land if you think that life is grand, because the world revolves around you.
Only two things I can't stand in this world: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Julie Christie carries a demon seed, fear for her.
I have a mind without a body.
Fear the power that is something more than human.
My child shall live as a man among others.
Child?
Yes, my child and yours.
MGM presents Demon Seed, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, released by United Artists. Julie Christie carries the Demon Seed. Fear for her.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're gonna build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
The barrier between life and death is no greater than the thickness of a door. Now, the door is open.
What do you want?
An ancient house, a phantom car, a terrifying confrontation with evil. Trish Van Devere, Joseph Cotten, The Hearse, a classic experience in fright. From Crown International Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Hey, we are back. Wow. The Hearse and Demon Seed and all kinds of
crazy movies.
Yeah, they are. But before all that, we played for you some Geraldine PNG from Moonstone City. We played Moonstone City, Harry Hippie, and Everyone Thinks They Better. And,
Harry Hippie.
Yeah. And okay. I wanted to make sure that you know. You can find her on, you know, the usual Facebook and all that kind of stuff and do searches online. But she has an official website that they just created, www.geraldinepng.com.
There you go.
So
Good stuff.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Very uplifting music. We are very thankful that she is part of our ever-growing stable of different artists and whatnot.
And that email was read from AOL.
Brought to you by AOL.
AOL, remember the AOL? Remember the 90s?
Hey, everyone, remember the 90s?
Remember Netscape?
When a horrible company would send you disc after disc begging you for their free hours?
No, it wasn't just sending you. You'd see them everywhere, like at checkout counters, everywhere.
If we could go back, because like in the studio, well, the story is, it was read to you because Verizon decided they were just kidding about being online providers. So being a longtime Verizon person, I'm now with AOL.
Aren't you happy?
Oh my God. My jaw dropped and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, for those of you who don't know, we are in a studio, the Slow Robot Studio, as it were, or Indie Circuit Studio. And the whole ceiling is records.
Kung Fu Theater.
And I put them up with I put the records up so you can't see anything other than records. Like, they are overlaid.
This is on the ceiling.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
What a feeling.
If I could go back in time, I think I would get all those AOL discs and make the one wall nothing but AOL discs like that, scalloped like that, because that's how plentiful they were.
What's the checkerboard record? Do you remember?
Well, what I did was I gave people blank records.
Oh,
I said, hey, paint them, you know. So every now and then in the middle of these records, there's one painted with different artists from the area. It was fun. It took a long time and was very difficult, but I like it. I think it looks really cool in here, you know. But yeah,
I like the checkerboard one.
AOL, that's just super.
Yeah, America Online. Remember, like when you went on that noise? It's on YouTube.
Dial up. Oh yeah,
the dial up noise. Yeah,
that was a million years ago.
It feels like it, but it wasn't.
Or was it? Here's some more music for your ears. We're gonna dive into some of the Radio Candy stuff. So hang on. Here it is.
What, you? I don't get this at all. I saw a little panel.
Shut up, Mr. Burton. You are not brought upon this world to get it.
You are acting crazy, but everyone is looking at me.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Refrigerator's empty. Oh my god, there's nothing to eat.
Dude, where's the food?
Growing up, times are tough. Mom and dad have had enough. Teenage, turn the page. Young adults are all the rage. Friend, everything about you is fake.
You call yourself my friend?
Sun down, hit the ground, party on the east side of town. Flashback, Cadillac, diamonds falling all around.
Yeah.
Real talk, real talk. Dunno, that one I come straight from my heart, my heart. Cause in life, we all feel that we know, you know. And honestly, a full time we grow, you know. Cause in the end, if we truly care, it's like a show. But hey, what do I know?
Looking down, looking up, up, checking out your beautiful skin. Up my thoughts going wild, racing skin to skin. Your body operating on top of my. Yes, you is a proper diamond of a kind. So golden when you smile. Real risk of money, did you know you make a DC lock behind bars? Don't keep me from your body, see you off in. So let me be your night shining armor, your fantasy.
Thing ain't my bag, baby.
And we are back. All right.
That was great, that last song.
So what I... Okay, let me see. What did I play for you? I played Refrigerator from Jacqueline... I'm assuming Jacqueline McKenzie. Then I played Ruins from De La Torre. And then I played What Do I Know? Sorry. Wow. My reading skills. What Do I Know from Adi Daga featuring... Danielle.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
It isn't easy for me to say. Wow, my brains are bad.
We'll be playing that again a lot.
Sure will. So thank you very much.
And another dimension.
Of course, Radio Candy, thank you very much for always sliding us some new music, different music.
Slide.
It's always good. You know what? I went to one of those McDonald's that has the kiosks that you order your own food. And I ordered the food, which is easy enough. And it came out, and I had no onion, and it had onion on it, and I was like, I wonder when the robots are going to start making the food so it's actually right. The only one whenever there's a human interaction, that's where the meltdown is. So I am in favor of the robot overlords taking over.
No, what's going to happen is that you're wrong on one thing. Okay, you're going to order it without onions.
I was wrong when I went in.
Yeah, you're going to order it without onions, and then it's going to come to you with onions. And you're going to play the robot, and the robot will go, you are wrong, you must eat the onion. And if you don't eat the onion, the robot will have like this sharp sting needle that comes out and grabs you by the throat and forces you to eat. So that's when the AI takes over, so you better get used to it. McDonald's AI. You know what's funny?
I really did look down and go, boy, I can't wait for the robots to start making this so it's actually
correct.
Now
that you mentioned McDonald's, I got to tell you, I cracked up today. It was funny. I go on those, like, you know, Indeed job places or whatever, and I put in graphic arts or whatever.
Right.
And then she sends you stuff every day. Among the many ones that I got, among the headings of many of the ones that I got, it was like jobs for you, blah, blah. One of them says, McDonald's is hiring. And I'm like, dude, I know. I can see it at every one of them that I go, but it's like, what? That's not what I'm looking for. So I'm getting ready to unsubscribe to those pinheads.
You should go work for McDonald's. They make as much as a graphic artist does.
Yeah, probably.
They do.
And you get the food, too. You get the great food.
I'd ring them up, man. Why not?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Hey, you know what? Everyone knows where this fourth segment of music's going.
Where's it going?
Straight to my heart. Straight from my heart to you. This is the greatest band that you've never heard of. Awesome garage, screaming, banshee, awesome girls from Japan. You know them. You love them. You know Mal loves them. Here they are. Lulu's Marble.
Kill Whitey!
No.
I'm alone and a honey.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive. Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Began in the water, dark gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women, not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep, starring Doug McClure, Ann Terkel, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the deep, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thank you. only an elf can do. Our nimble fingers, natural cheer, and active minds are perfect for toy building. They tried using gnomes and trolls, but the gnomes drank too much. And the trolls weren't toilet trained.